got me in Oklahoma. I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
Central Standard Time now is 8:30. A very pleasant good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Doug Williams, president of Omni Communications, speaking to you from radio station KWOX in Woodward, Oklahoma. We're at 101.1 megahertz on your FM dial. KWOX also is known as K101 and is licensed to Omni Communications Corporation, with our studios located on Williams Avenue at Downs in Woodward, Oklahoma. Our transmitter and 1,204-foot tower are located 6.5 miles west of Sharon, Oklahoma, on the Sharon-Shattuck Road. Omni Communications is owned by myself, my sister Karen Lobbin, and Mr. Mark Norman. All of these owners are officers and directors of Omni Communications Corporation, and all are employed by K101. Omni was formed on April 2, 1979, and thereafter filed a petition with the Federal Communications Commission to amend the FCC's Table of Assignments of FM Frequencies and to create a new 100,000-watt Class C radio station to be licensed to Woodward, Oklahoma. In December of 1981, the FCC created such a frequency, and in August of 1983, that frequency was granted to Omni Communications Corporation. My fellow owners and I are extremely excited and happy to be on the air with the state-of-the-art equipment and to be able to broadcast the best music and the best stereo sound possible with today's technology. Our signal covers approximately 100 miles in all directions from our tower, and that tower, incidentally, is the tallest structure in western Oklahoma, topping out at 3,374 feet above sea level. Now, on this historic date, December 16th, 1983, I am pleased to introduce to you the general manager of K101.
Sign-on there for the K101 with Jay Douglas. First time, first voice heard on K101, obviously being Jay Douglas, as we are honoring Jay Douglas. Got a number of folks joining us today. Of course, C.J. Montgomery.
Yeah, and I'm going to step aside here in just a little bit and kind of listen in. I'm excited about the great group of folks that you've assembled. Among them, Matt Stocking, Matt Storm, Stormy, if you will, a longtime radio guy here. Several voices blast from the past, if you will. Casey Austin, my goodness, he's actually in studio this morning, as well as K101's first program director, Kelly Robertson. And any Dan R., remember Dan R., any number of folks, political figures obviously joining us as well at some point, Senator Lankford, Senator Inhofe, Governor Lamb, Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor, yes. You still got to refer to him as Governor Lamb, and Governor Keating, the former governor of the great state of Oklahoma, among those set to be with us. And I'm leaving some folks out. I know Carl Newton, Representative Ryan Stone, Becky Miles. My goodness, how could you forget Becky Miles? And all those folks will join us. And a great tribute this morning in the Woodward News, actually a couple of pieces. Mm-hmm. One of them, an editorial written by the editor there, Johnny McMahon, and also a great op-ed, if you will, written by Doug's dear friend, Rachel Van Horn. I would encourage you to pick up a copy or look at that rascal and read Rachel's article as well. We will share Johnny's editorial with you this morning, titled A Remarkable Career. Woodward lost one of its biggest supporters with the death of J. Douglas Williams on Friday. Active in many community organizations, Williams spent a great deal of time promoting Woodward, indeed the entire tri-state area. An attorney, former FBI agent, Williams forged a remarkable career in broadcasting, starting K101 Radio from scratch, growing the station into one known throughout northwest Oklahoma, southwest Kansas, the Texas Panhandle. Omni now includes three radio stations, a TV station. He won national state awards as a broadcaster, radio personality, and entertained listeners on the popular K101 morning show. During his career, Williams was involved in national state broadcast associations, chaired the National Association Broadcasters Radio Board Focus, though, was on the area, active in many community organizations, United Fund, Education Foundation, and the list actually goes on and on. Williams was also a founding member, obviously, in the popular Classic Bowl, helping the event grow from a football game into a week-long celebration of young people with football, basketball, band, and cheerleading. We salute the life, career, and accomplishments of J. Douglas Williams. Good job. Godspeed, J. Doug. Johnny McMahon editorial this
Excellent
morning in the Woodward
article.
News.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So. And we're going to get started talking with some of those voices from the past. See Matt Storm and Casey Austin both joining us this morning. We're going to talk to them here in just a minute on K101.
Pioneer Cellular's newest sale is all about you. Both new and existing customers can save up to 40% on all new smartphones and cellular devices from August 10th through the 28th. Pair your new device with the most affordable family plans backed up with the best coverage in Western Oklahoma. It's possible for existing customers to save even more with Go Pioneer loyalty benefits. Don't miss the best in summer savings August 10th through the 28th. Stop by your local Pioneer Cellular office or visit GoPioneer.com for more information. Summer restrictions apply.
This August at Lucky Star Casino, you can spin it to win it. Every Saturday, get a chance to spin the wheel for a chance to win up to $1,000. Play all week with your star card. Earn 25 points and you can spin it to win it. You can win up to $1,000 every Saturday in August. Spin it to win it. Only at Lucky Star Casino, where the biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
Morning show on K101, a tribute to J. Douglas Williams this morning until about 9 o'clock or so. As we mentioned, a lot of folks joining us either by phone or in studio, a couple of those in studio. Matt Storm, familiar to a lot of folks recently, being the co-host of the morning show, spent many years working with K101. And as I guess when you say blast from the past, you can't get any much farther past than Casey Austin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Maybe Kelly Robinson. He was a year or two before I, and appreciate the invitation to come. Unfortunate circumstances, but boy, it was a lot of fun growing up here.
Casey, it's good to see you again. I mean, we've had an opportunity to meet over the years. You would stop back in and visit with us and come in and check out the new digs. Obviously, this place a little bit different from where you started out in your career at K101 Broadcasting.
There's a lot of similarities from when we first moved into the actual 101 center from the old trailer house that I was a part of broadcasting. And but there's still a lot of familiar things and still a lot of familiar people here.
Do you mind if I'm asked here, how did you come about getting your job in radio? Because at that time, radio was... there wasn't a lot of opportunities here in this market, and what J. Douglas did with K101 Radio, basically he put a big market radio station in small town USA.
That's exactly what it was, and it was really just a matter of somebody with no experience digging in and just going out and finding it. And, you know, J. Doug and Karen and Mark, they took a chance on some old farm kid from Alva via Kiowa to come and join this family, and Little did a lot of us know that they were grooming us to reach for the stars and, you know, put us in a lot of great opportunity positions that came to this area. But it was just a lot of fun.
That was the one thing that was a take that I always got from J. Douglas. He never wanted to use it as an excuse that we're just small market radio. That was never...
A
question.
Second was never good enough for J. Yeah. Doug, and it was always reach for the stars. And if you're going for second place, you know, you need to go get on another team because that's not what this is all about. But the one thing that really blazes in my mind is J. Doug would never ask any of his employees, whether it was on the sales team, promotion team, on-air team, to do something that he wouldn't do himself, and he led by example.
I'm trying to remember, and I know we've had this conversation before, but J. Douglas did not start out as the host of the K101 morning show, at least not initially. There was another couple of guys, I thought, that did the morning show.
I recall was that I worked with was Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker, and I thought there was somebody else, and I might have to get CJ in here to help remind me who it was.
I think Mark Norman was with him for
a
while.
Is that who it was?
I don't know that. That's been a couple of days ago, but I remember Mark Norman sitting in on the morning show quite a bit when we were in the trailer.
And then I think it was a secretary of Jay Douglas at that time that had made mention that he ought to be on the morning show. And I think from there, he kind of stepped in and started filling in on that role. But for 30 years or so, you know, we've had that voice here on K101 as a companion and a friend and, you know, a media person. And, you know, those conversations are things that we all have a story, you know, that we, and probably more than one, can share whenever it comes to hearing, you know, particular things that Doug said on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And some of those things, I don't know exactly how he got away with it. But to say the least, he was a great companion. And I know that in my time working with Jay Douglas, the thing that he always wanted from his on-air personalities, and Casey, it's probably the same whenever you were broadcasting here on K101 Radio, was he wanted, and let me back up here and just say that in our world now, as we talked about earlier, that technology has changed. Everything is so different, and we have the capability of voice tracking now. And I know that probably doesn't mean a lot to people who aren't in the radio industry, but voice tracking is basically where I could come in, sit down, record my show, and then leave and go do other things.
Right.
Jay Douglas hated that concept because he always wanted somebody here to be able to pick up a phone. He always wanted somebody that was sitting behind the microphone because he liked knowing that the people out there listening had that comfort or peace of mind knowing that there was somebody up here manning the controls at all times.
It was always the fact that if something in the world or the city or the state was happening now, it could go on the air now. And we were always first,
mm-hmm.
Whether it was storm chasing, anything in the tri-state area. And I think that's one of the things that K101 was founded on, was to cover weather in this area. And, you know, we were always first with everything.
You know, the slogan's always been covering the country. And, you know, I've always loved that slogan because of the kind of multiple meanings it has. I mean, obviously covering the country would be the country music, obviously music-wise. But then covering the country is, we don't just cover Oklahoma. You know, we get into Texas and Southwest Kansas. We cover everything that's going on. I've always loved the slogan. I thought just the multiple meanings of that was great.
You know, just listening to radio stations, you know, across the area and across the state and things like that. You know, the kind of radio station that K101 still is today is really a dying breed. There's not a lot of stations that are still programmed locally like what you do for this region of the country, and the mix of music. It's almost like listening to my own private Pandora sound of I've got so much variety and it's pleasing to so many people.
Yeah, and it all comes from Jay Douglas's Doug Williams' vision of this radio station. A lot of folks have heard stories or know that, kind of from hearing Doug talk about it, that, you know, some of the things he's done nationally with the National Association of Broadcasters, but I don't think people really understand, a lot of listeners don't understand, the amount of influence he has had over the last 20, 30 years when it comes to the national radio industry.
Jay Doug was known coast to coast. I mean, not just in the radio industry, but in the political world, mm-hmm. and I'm sure all kinds of other areas. But yeah, he was known coast to coast. Doug put K101 on the map with Nashville by lobbying to have this radio station become a reporting radio station, where when I worked here, the music we played affect the national charts of what was going up and down the charts. I mean, he was great at lobbying for those types of things.
One person that Doug worked with at the National Association of Broadcasters, he was the chairman of the radio board for a number of years, and Bud Walters worked with Jay Douglas on the National Association of Broadcasters Board. He's joining us now by phone. Bud, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Enjoying listening to your conversation about Doug and K101.
Tell us a little bit about, first, your connection, a little bit about what the National Association of Broadcasters does. So we might have some listeners who aren't familiar with the organization, about what they do and your connection with Doug Williams over the years.
Well, Doug and I are friends. We've really never ever worked together in a radio station or in a group of radio stations, but we were both elected representatives to the board of the National Association of Broadcasters, which is represents in Washington, represents those industries that are in the broadcasting and communications business. And it works with the Federal Communications Commission. It works with members of Congress and, of course, tries to advance policy that local broadcasters think will make a difference, because we have in our industry and in our world, we have national organizations and national networks, and we have local state broadcasters and local stations like K101. And we all jointly work together for, I guess, what would be common interests, but it's a very divergent group, so there's lots of different interests that are represented. And the National Association of Broadcasters Board is about 35 people, and the radio board is about 20 of them, and the other 15 are television companies. And we just work together. And Doug and I were elected to the radio board in the late 1980s, early 1990s, and in that, elected to the radio board in the late 1980s, early 1990s. And in that time period, Doug was elected by the members of the board to be the chairman of the radio board. And he served in that position for 2 years, but he had served on the board for many years. And so he was very influential across the nation. And in the process of that, he and I and another broadcaster, Dick Oppenheimer from Austin, we just formed a real fast friendship that has lasted for a long time. We didn't ever get to see each other that much, but we talked on the phone often. And he made us very aware of what a wonderful place Woodward is. Actually, Dick and I came to Woodward together for a weekend and got to see what a great area it is, and you know how much Doug liked it, and you know it was just his passion. And he talked about all the different events that the radio stations were involved in, and some of them that the stations originated. And it sounds and is just the best of local broadcasting, trying to make a difference in the community and the people who are there. And you know, as you guys were describing a little bit ago, live and local radio with an interest in making sure everybody's informed and entertained.
We've talked a little bit about the direction of broadcasting, and of course, you guys that serve on the NAB board are responsible for a lot of that. And talk a little bit about that time and some of the things that were going on with the National Association of Broadcasters while you and Jay Douglas were a part of that, and talk a little bit about some of the accomplishments that you all were able to make serving there at the NAB.
Well, in the early 1990s, was a transition because the Federal Communications Commission was looking at granting more licenses across the country. When I started in broadcasting, you know, now almost 50 years ago, we had about 4,000 radio stations in America, and most of them were AM. And today we have more than 15,000 radio stations, and, you know, more of them are FM. But back at that time in the 90s, as they started to grant more and more licenses, folks, in some ways, you know, as a consumer, we all think of our local radio or television station. It's a free service that we get that we kind of take for granted, and we don't always realize that the source of revenue for that radio station is usually local or national advertising. And while we have more radio stations, that national and local advertising did not necessarily expand. And in the early 90s, there were times when a lot of radio stations just were not able to survive. And the commission decided that it would allow broadcasters to have more than one or two stations in an area. And that's happened. And it was during that time that some of the guidelines were established, and Doug was chairman of the radio board at that about that time. I don't know if he was when everything came into effect about 1996. And we can all debate whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, but the point is that in many communities, the public has many choices and still has two or three owners in a community. I don't know how many stations there are in Woodward now, but I think that K101 is the primary one. And then there are stations from all around that other people have choices to listen to. But if some of that planning had not occurred, certainly the number of choices that we have in the public would not exist as it does today. And, you know, when the economy is going up and down, you can certainly expect that your radio station is going to be there 24 hours a day, though I'm sure in Woodward the same has happened across the country during COVID. The advertising has decreased markedly, but the public hasn't noticed that through its radio stations because hopefully we're providing good service. In our case, we have a number of radio stations, and I'm in Nashville, and you know, we're still on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to make everybody informed and protected and offer some degree of consistency in everybody's life. Because when you tune in the morning, you know what to expect. Though, I know in Woodward now with the death of Doug, he won't be there in the mornings as much as he was. And, that's a loss.
You mentioned how you formed a friendship with Doug Williams. Tell us a little bit about what his friendship has meant to you over the years and how that has impacted your life.
Well, just in the context of we were friends. We could pick up the phone and, you know, you catch up. I think we all have friends like that, but most of us, at least as men, most of us don't have a lot of confidants. We have a lot of acquaintances or folks we know through business. But in the case of Doug and then, as I mentioned, Dick Oppenheimer, we're three or four guys that, we can just pick up the phone and talk. And we might not see each other for 6 or 8 months, but it didn't make any difference. He was just really, really a good friend. And he's a nurse, and as maybe many people in Woodward know that, you know, Doug's had some ill health with both physical and medical. And the most recent time was I talked to him a couple of months ago. I called him one early morning. He picked up the phone. Well, he just had a heart attack overnight, and he had just arrived at the hospital in Oklahoma City. And there he was on a gurney, but talking to me on the telephone. So it was that kind of friendship.
Oh, thank you very much for taking a few moments to talk to us, Mr. Walters. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. And, Doug was such a good friend. It's not only a personal loss, I know it's a community loss. And he did love Woodward. So thank you for honoring him this morning. And, give all your support to Brooke. She's a great young lady. Thanks.
Thank you. That was Bud Walters. Worked with J. Douglas, Doug Williams, on the NEB radio board back in the days. And now we've got on with us our own state representative, Carl Newton, joining us. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Thank you very much for including me in this tribute to Doug. He was quite a man. I really, really enjoyed getting to work with him.
I know that you've been, just a relatively newcomer to the political field of getting into politics, and I know he was kind of helped you along, I guess, those first few years when you joined the Oklahoma House of Representatives. Tell us a little bit about some advice that Doug might have given you along the way.
Well, Doug was always what I liked about Doug was he was always straightforward with you, and he always kept you on your toes. When you went in, I'd come up and be interviewed with him. He was a great interviewer. He would always always up on all the issues. So he didn't lack for background. And when he interviewed you, you never knew what he was going to bring up. You know, you might be saying, well, I want you to come here, we're going to talk about the budget. But next thing you know, we're talking about hydrocodone abuse or how the regulations on that is. So you always had to be on the touch, on it. And when I was over in Woodward, a lot of times I would stop in because he could give me a insight on what was things are going on in Woodward and how things were going in some areas that he thought needed to be touched on. And so he was always great to be an informational source to know what to do sometimes and how things were going in Woodward in that area.
Representative Newton, this is Matt Stocking, Matt Storm, as you may remember, serving some time here. I make that sound like a prison sentence almost. It wasn't ever that bad, but was here on the K101 morning show with Jay Douglas for a good number of years. I always enjoyed, and I was never as, I guess, in touch politically than what Jay Douglas. He was in a completely different league whenever it came to his knowledge of the political field, and probably a lot of that having to do with the fact that his father was a senator, and he probably just got to hear a lot about it and grew up with it. So he had a certain feel for what was going on politically, and he always liked having the candidates coming into studios. And the thing that was always great about what he did, especially with candidates like yourself, was he would give you, up to a point, the opportunity to come in free of charge and introduce yourself using K101's 100,000 watts of power to reach out to a listening audience, which, you know, I'm sure as a political candidate, you like to get out there and knock on as many doors and shake as many hands as possible. And so having the power to be on a strong radio station helps you along the way, and all that understood. But you kind of touched on it a little bit. Coming in and knowing Jay Douglas's knowledge and knowing that he knows so much politically, you knew you couldn't pull one over on him without him calling you out on it. Because just because you might come in and want to talk politics didn't necessarily mean he was going to agree with anything that you had to say.
That is very true. I mean, there was no telling. And for my district, I mean, he covers almost all of my district. I mean, I was Ringwood, Oklahoma, knocking doors out in rural Ringwood, Oklahoma when I was campaigning, and the lady mentioned that she had heard me on K101 over there and enjoyed my interview and all that. So, yeah, it's a great step for us in the political world and even national. You know, I mean, I don't know of any other radio stations around the area that, you know, you get Langford and Inhofe and Lucas calling into to talk to on live conversation. So it was great.
And of course, all that came, you know, just from Jay Douglas shaking hands, meeting people, getting out there and making this radio station a force that the national politicians like your U.S. senators and governors, lieutenant governors can't ignore, because the station just had so much reach and reached so many people.
Yeah, if I could make just a couple comments here, he cared so much about Woodward and rural Oklahoma. I mean, you know, the tri-state area. You know, he was always promoting things in that area, and he was always working. I mean, the thing about Doug was he didn't back down from a fight. I don't remember how many years ago that him and a former superintendent were at odds with each other. And I remember every day he'd get on there, Woodward being held hostage by the superintendent for another how many days it was. He didn't back down. And if you're in the business world, you know, that can affect your advertising. I know some of these and his partners in there kind of cringe to that maybe, but that's what made Doug so, you know, you knew he was going to stand his ground. He wasn't going to back down from any opinion on that. So that's one of the things I always respected about him.
Well, thank you for taking a few moments this morning, Representative Newton, to join us and talk a little bit about Jay Douglas and some of your memories about him. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much for asking me, and he was truly a legend in Northwest Oklahoma, and he gave all of us a little insight into his life, and it was a very interesting life, and he will dearly, dearly be missed in this area. So thank you again.
Thank you, Representative Carl Newton, joining us this morning on the morning show. Going to take a little bit of a switch into some ag news. We've got Farm Boy joining us this morning. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good. I've got, I think you and Matt Storm were, you were here together.
Hi there, Farm Boy. Long time no talk.
This morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I wish I was here under different circumstances, but glad to be a part of the morning show here today and getting a chance to visit with such a long list of former K101 employees and politicians. And as I look at the list here, I can still see that I'm one of the younger ones, believe it or not, on that list, and so I feel pretty good about that.
Despite the gray hair.
That's good. Yeah.
That's the second
always
time good. He's pointed out my gray hair this morning. So, now it's good to be here.
We're just kind of doing a tribute to Jay Douglas, Doug Williams, this morning here, Farm Boy, and I know, you know, over the years of being on K101, and you've seen how feisty, I guess, would be the polite way of saying he can be sometimes.
Oh, well, that's an understatement, I think. Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
What I always enjoyed about our K101 conversations with Farm Boy was the fact that when it came to farming and agriculture, Jay Douglas was probably not the most well-read farmer out there. So some of the questions that he would ask, I'm sure Farm Boy just had to be rolling his eyes saying, my God, what is this guy? I'd never seen a plow before in his life. I mean, it's just, you know, unbelievable. But we always had a lot of fun with Farm Boy, I know.
That was a good time. Very good time.
Oh, what's up, Farm Boys? Brought to you by Livingston Machinery in Fairview for service you've come to expect 24/7.
For every farm, there is a moment when something changed the farm forever. An idea about how to do something faster, better, or easier. And for more farms, that moment is when they brought home their first Fendt tractor. Because no matter the task, there are things about a Fendt that you can't find on any other tractor for any price. Make today your moment. Try a Fendt on your farm, and it won't take long for you to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Fairview. 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
Well, OSU Extension Policy Specialist Amy Hegerman says the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program is up and running for applications, and turning in your applications ends August 28th of this year. And she writes, if you've not put in your application for eligible livestock, don't delay. As of August 3rd, USDA has distributed $6.3 billion in CFAP funds. Almost 44% of those funds have gone to cattle producers affected by price declines in early 2020. In Oklahoma, over 28,000 cattle producers have received a total of $243 million. These payments represent 85% of the estimated total CFAP disbursement, with the remaining 15% potentially arriving in a second payment based on fund availability. So total CFA payments based on quarter one sales and quarter two inventory could be as high as $7.5 billion nationally and about $286 million right here in Oklahoma. Again, the deadline to turn in your application is August 28th. That's what's going on in Ag Today, guys.